The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
You're listening to Home Business Profits with Ray Higdon, where Ray shares tips and strategies for how to become a top earner in your company. Let's get into the episode.
Are you better off doing opportunity reach outs to cold market or product? Okay, I get what you're saying. Are you better to lead with the business or the product is what you're asking, I think, Betty, right? And so I'll start off. Why not? I always lead with opportunity in the cold market, pretty much exclusively. Does that mean that you have to? No, it doesn't mean you have to. But here's why I do that. Well, for one, I love talking about business. So it's a really easy one for me in terms of you know, knowing what to lead with. But even if I didn't, when you're dealing with ice cold market, like they could not pick you out of a lineup. They don't know you from Adam and you don't know them from Adam. The amount of assumptions you have to make to reach out to somebody to lead with product make it almost untenable. Like you kind of have to wrap it around so many things to make it work that it would end up not, you know, being more time consuming than I personally feel like it's worth. There are exceptions and I'll mention that. But so let me just share an example of what I mean. I know that we all like to think that our products are for everyone. We hear this all the time when we coach people. Oh, who are your products for? Who would love to use your product? Everyone. I mean, it's everyone needs what we have. We all feel like that, but it's not the reality. People out there in the world don't necessarily look at what you have for sale and think that they want it or need it. So for you to hop into somebody's inbox, if you're selling weight loss, for example, and lead in the cold market with a weight loss product, you're assuming that they feel like they need to lose weight. That is really tenuous ground you're standing on, my friend. Right? That's like asking a woman when she's due if you don't even know if she's pregnant. That's not probably going to serve you well, right? So you have to be really careful when you're in the cold market without just making assumptions that somebody wants to take a look at what you have just because you believe that everyone should, right? It starts the conversation off on not a good footing. When there is an exception to that, is if you happen to be in a group or on a page where people are discussing the problem, the distinct problem that your product solves, and they're complaining about, you know, trying things that aren't working or looking for a solution, then it obviously makes sense because they've already indicated an openness to learning more about something that would solve that problem. And that's what we don't have typically in the cold market, right? So in that circumstance, I would lead with product, but every other circumstance, I lead with business. How about you, ladies?
I agree. Stacey just really nailed this. This is what's important. You do want to always be very aware of not spamming. And spam is a very fine line. I mean, you don't want to have a gray line. It's a black and white. You always need to be very secure when you're talking to people. And when you have no evidence that they're looking for something that you're offering, that's spam. It just is, hands down, no matter how incredible it is, no matter how life-changing it would be for that person, right? We all think that we have the product for every human. Well, that human has to want that product. And it also goes for the business, Betty. Also goes for the business. You can't drag dead bodies into your business and try to pull them up the stairs to success. It doesn't work like that. Same with products. Do you think that people are going to get better results on your product if you talk them into something they're not ready for, rather than making sure that you're dripping on them, filling that pipeline with people that when they're ready to do it, they get the results that they're looking for, and then you have reoccurring customers? Now, I know that's really not the question that you asked, but that's where it leads when you do it properly. So my thing and what I teach my team is to always reach out with a business opportunity if that's where they're going to go in the cold market. And if that person's really not open to it, then you can fall back on the product and just offer it to them then and say, hey, and if not, if you know anyone that needs this, I'd be happy to show them how. That simple. And then you may have somebody that's open to learning more about the product with the pressure off, without spamming.
Thank you for listening to Home Business Profits with Ray Higdon. And be sure to head over to rayhigdon.com/profits to download your free audio where Ray shares his 29 sources of network marketing leads. Tune in next time for more tips and strategies on how to become a top earner in your company.
And now another no-brainer money-saving tip from Progressive.
Marcus, what happened?
I was changing my oil and I spilled some on the floor.
Oh, well, use these $50 bills to wipe it up.
Perfect. Got any more?
Yeah, take a couple hundred.
Stop. Instead of using money, use an old rag. And here's a better tip from Progressive on how not to waste money. Don't pay too much for car insurance. Drivers who switch and save could save hundreds. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary.